broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for October the 13th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. The blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America is our guide. And the checks and balances are absolutely brilliant. They're one of the peaceful solutions we still have at our fingertips. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. All right, folks. Last hour, Kelly Finnegan brought up this what's called War Against Sparrows. China, 1958-1959. And it really highlights kind of this problem. You got government, they always think they know the answers, but it doesn't work out well. Okay? It just doesn't work out well. Government is out of control. And same thing with this global warming discussion. Now New Zealand's government on Tuesday proposed taxing greenhouse gases on when animals or cows, when they burp and when they pee. Really, burping and peeing is the problem, you see. They're crazy. These people are absolutely off their rock crazy. I don't even know how to respond to this. Anyway, that's where we are in America today and around the world. All right, now, I got to talk about this. There's a new article in Forbes, and it says this, poll. So they took a new poll. Most in the U.S. say misinformation spurs extremism and hate. Now, I agree with that. They say today, overall, 91% of adults say the spread of misinformation is a problem, with 74% calling it a major problem. Only 8% say misinformation isn't a problem at all. Now, I don't know how to respond to all that. And I'll tell you why. Because the government is the most guilty party of spreading misinformation. So really what the poll needs to do is ask government, hey, do we believe government's at the core of that? Or what? Right? I don't know really how to respond to that because I don't think those questions are being asked. But those are the questions that need to be asked in my mind. Look, the government's the one that told you, hey, Joe Biden was the leader, your president even. And Congress didn't challenge him. The courts didn't challenge him. So you assume they go along to get along and agree, right? But literally, Joe Biden said, if you take the vaccine, you won't go to the hospital and you won't die. You won't be spreading the disease. Well, that turned out to be a lie. A flat-out, absolute, complete lie. You also know that the FBI and the Justice Department have literally been in bed with the media to tell lies about Donald Trump's dossier. It was bogus. It was false. Hillary and the government funded it. A candidate and the government are in bed together to fund propaganda against another candidate. And the media was then coerced and forced, according to Mark Zuckerberg, to carry the lie. Yet Operation Mockingbird, where the government has been controlling the media for decades, court cases proving they're all in bed together, right? It's just shocking. So when a poll comes out and says, hey, man, most in the U.S. say misinformation spurs extremism and hate, like 91%, say it's a problem. 74% say it's a major problem. Only 8% say it's not really a problem at all. That's Forbes magazine. And you go, what? But the government's primarily the one telling all the lies. Now, other people have opinions on things. When do you have a right to your opinion? When do you have a right to maybe say something that's not factual or not accurate, or you have your own take, versus when does the government have the right to blatantly lie and get caught at it? See, that's the problem. You say, why do you ask that all those questions about this, Sam? Well, because Alex Jones is in the news like nobody's business. Headline says a Connecticut jury awarded the victims and ordered Alex Jones to pay nearly $1 billion with a B dollars to Sandy Hook families over the elementary school shooting. Why? Because they say he was spreading lies. Now, the problem that I have with this is when you read the free speech clause in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, does he have the right to lie if he wants to? What if he believed it was the truth from a psychosis and now he knows it's not true like he said? Now, some would say, well, this isn't a free speech issue, Sam. He crossed the line. He went beyond that. I mean, we're talking about defamation of these poor people, assassination of their characters. I mean, it's literally libel and slander against these people that Alex Jones was committing. He absolutely lied. When the facts are staring him in the face, saying, hey, when the sun rises and he says the sun's not coming up, it's literally giving him a sunburn kind of a thing. He can't do that. And my question is, why not? They do it to you all the time. They literally murder babies in the name of abortion and say it's a woman's right to choose as they commit murder. And now the Republicans don't even have the guts to stand against abortion. But I digress. Now, Alex Jones did lie and was attacking people and harassed people. And I get a recompense maybe needed for that. When do you cross the line and tell blatant falsehood lies for money? And that's maybe the case with Alex Jones. But the problem is, does the punishment match the crime? So you got abortion doctors that literally murder hundreds of thousands of babies. And you've got undercover folks that have recorded where Planned Parenthood, in bed with government, is selling baby body parts. Hey, when we abort and kill the baby, make sure you're gentle not to ruin the body part. We can get big money out of those body parts. And the guy that then goes undercover to report all this is the one in trouble. And the abortion body part mills in bed with your government is not even touched. And then the government can lie and create the biggest hoax on the planet about these vaccines and say, hey, they're safe and effective. Emergency authorization. And then we turn out they're not safe and effective at all, says the Pfizer exec. Well, now your government, is that who's worse, Alex Jones for lying about Sandy Hook to make money, or your government peddling baby parts to make money and then prosecuting those who try to call a halt to the con game? Who's worse? So I'm not defending Alex Jones, folks. This is a very complicated case. And there's a lot of different views on it. And so I'm going to teach you how I break down my views. Okay? I'm going to go through what I do in my mind to help me understand, dissect, and then deliver my commentary or my views on topics. This is a great one to do it with. Does Alex Jones have his right to free speech? Absolutely he does. Can he tell lies if he wants to? You betcha. Politicians do it all the time, right? I mean, Joe Biden literally says there's no election fraud. But then in the same time, he says he's got the greatest vote fraud organization on the planet. Donald Trump says, hey, there's vote fraud everywhere. Who's lying? Well, both of them claim without evidence. Both of them claim they've got information. How do you know the truth? Some people say there is a God. Others say there's not a God. You can't prove there's one. Somebody else says you can't prove there's not. So facts are very difficult to determine. You know, somebody says, well, the sun's coming up. You can feel it, right? You know it. You can see it, right? Look into it. You got to close your eyes. It's so bright. It's there, right? Somebody else says, no, your whole life is a dream. Your whole life is one big dream. You're not even really literally here. It's all an avatar, figure of your imagination, right? Or a figment, I'm sorry, a figment of your imagination. So the debates rage on some of the most fundamental things. But when the founders said you have a right to free speech, they didn't take that right away from you if you tell lies or if you're not truthful. So I have a problem with them finding Alex Jones for supposedly lying, because he has every right to, if he believes differently, and or if he lied, he has every right to spin lies. The First Amendment doesn't say you have your freedom of speech unless you lie. Then you don't. And the founding fathers would side on the giving the benefit of the doubt. You got to give the benefit of the doubt to the victims. Now you could say, well, wait a minute. What about the attacks that have been and the fear that these victims have had to live under because of his lies? Well, now you're getting somewhere to a different discussion. When does your free speech rights end and when does reality take over? If I yell fire in a crowded theater, have I crossed the line? Many would say that's the quintessential example. That's right. Let's talk about a few other quintessential examples as we dig into this further. We're talking about Alex Jones on your radio. Or are we?
This is a battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to LocalHoneyMan.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at LocalHoneyMan.com.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
We're talking about the Alex Jones case in a way. He just got fined almost $1 billion. A Connecticut jury ordered Alex Jones to pay nearly $1 billion to the Sandy Hook families because they claim he lied about Sandy Hook and harassed these people. Now, lying, if he wants to lie, I think his free speech rights cover that. Then they go on and they say Mr. Jones' annual revenue have topped $50 million. In recent years, from selling what they call diet supplements, survivalist gear, and gun paraphernalia on his radio shows. Right? His radio and TV shows. But you know what, folks? A lot of people sell supplements, survival gear. There's nothing wrong with any of those things. And so what I don't like is they're using this to make it sound like what they try to do is play on your emotions and manipulate you. All right? They try to manipulate you by saying, man, this guy's made a ton of money. And what happens when they say that, they tie it to these lies that he told. And they then kind of make you believe that Gall, a liar that makes $50 million a year, owes these people. But see, I don't agree with that. Let's break down topics. Does Alex Jones have the right to lie or tell things as he sees it? Because those two are very, very, very narrow line between the two. I think he does. Should he be fined for it? I don't think so. No. I'm defending Alex Jones. However, the harassment that comes from Alex's drumbeat on this that the individuals have experienced is wrong and should not happen. Okay, we should not use our language, folks, to create a tax on others. I agree with that general premise. But if that's the case, if we're going to make that tie, are we going to make the tie between Barack Obama running around and saying, hey, illegals can vote, nothing stops them from voting, and when you vote, you're a citizen? Now, there's laws against illegal voting, and so when Barack suggests that, hey, illegals can vote, he's really encouraging breaking the law. How many illegals voted because Barack made them feel comfortable in doing so? How much should we fine Barack for that cause and effect? You see, the problem is we are responsible for our own actions and not for Adam's transgression. We need to understand this principle. So is Alex Jones wrong for ratcheting this up? Absolutely. Does he have free speech rights? Absolutely. Does he have the right to sell? And is annual revenues are above $50 million? Absolutely. And they all should not be tied together. Now they say this, and here's where I have a problem. The six-person jury was tasked with determining how much the InfoWars show host should pay the 15 plaintiffs, including the victims' families, and an FBI agent for calling the massacre a hoax. Well, the problem is when you're a jury, we lack the fully informed jury reality here. First off, he only gets a six-member jury. I thought juries were supposed to be 12 members. And if the juries are 12 members, what if one of them didn't convict or wouldn't go along with this? It would change the game. Well, if he only has six, not 12, he doesn't have near the chance to be innocent. In other words, one juror that says we're not going to prove this to be guilty could have changed the game, but if there's only six of them, is that fair? And then when you take these people, it was near Sandy Hook that I guess this trial was happening. So I got a question. What is a jury of peers for Alex Jones? Is it 12 people that are like-minded to him? See, guys like me would be a peer to Alex Jones, another syndicated talk show host, right? Somebody who makes their money selling supplements or selling products, as many of us do. Somebody who understands the free speech game and is in that game like we are. His peers wouldn't be people in another community. Alex Jones lives in Texas. And these people are near Sandy Hook. And I don't know that any of the six were kind of his peers. What is a jury of peers? Is it just any old person out there? What if it's got illegal aliens on there? What if it's got a white supremacist on there? Or what if it's got, what I'm saying to you is you can't just have any group of Americans be peers. And you can't just have the lawyers on each side pick friendly and faux people that don't have any understanding of Alex Jones's views or beliefs or thoughts. I agree with Alex Jones that the Sandy Hook massacre is not exactly as we've been told. We don't have the real intel on that. The government's covering up and manipulating something. That doesn't mean that I think it never happened. I'm not a denier either. I just don't trust the government to tell me the whole story. And I don't trust it to be exactly as we're told by the government. But that doesn't mean that I think it didn't happen. Don't call me a denier. I'm not saying it never happened. That's what Jones said. But folks, when I see a six-person jury, I immediately go, that's not a fair jury. And I don't see a jury of his peers at all. And then it says this. The six-person jury was tasked with determining how much the InfoWar host should pay. What about determining if he should pay at all? Is that on the table? Or is it just a how much question? See, a fully informed juror would be smart enough to say, hey, man, this isn't a jury of his peers. This is a stacked witch trial prosecution against this guy. This is a witch hunt. This is insane. Now, even if you believe that Alex wasn't kind to these victims and wasn't appropriate, and even if you believe there's harassment, you've got to look at kind of the punishment matching the crime a little bit and go, $1 billion? Are you kidding me? Look, if Alex Jones makes $50 million a year, just so you know, it's 20 years to get $1 billion. And that's every single dollar. And did Alex Jones really make $50 billion a year? Or did he sell make $50 million? Or did he sell $50 million worth of product? And then you got to take out the overhead and the cost and a lot of the expenses. I don't know. I don't know his real thing. But to put out all this stuff in the media is just absolutely assassinating the character of Alex Jones. It's saying, hey, he lied. You know, you can't say it's his opinion he lied. You say he made $50 million a year from this stuff. Right? His annual revenues topped $50 million. What's his real take-home number? You know, I don't know, but I know this from experience. If you're selling products most of the time, I mean, even if you have a 50% margin on your product, which is called Keystone, incredible margins, instantly that becomes $25 million. Then when you start to take your staff and everything else into consideration and the cost to do business and computers and staff and everything else, maybe the guy clears $10 million at the end. Well, how long does it take at $10 million to pay $1 billion off? $10 million a year for 10 years gets you $100 million. Right? What, 100 years to get $1 billion? The number is absolutely psychotic and will never be paid. Write that down and remember who told you. Jones calls the judgment a joke. And I think it's a sick joke, but I agree with Alex on this. Jones asked, quote, do these people really think that they're going to get money? He then implored his audience to donate money to help keep InfoWars alive. His free speech system's already declared bankruptcy, but he says he'll do a 16-hour show and raise money and beg for money so he can keep InfoWars alive. Now, this is really hard to understand or hard to dig through. So, you know what? I get that Alex Jones wants to keep his show alive. I get that they've already forced him into bankruptcy. I get that there's not even close to enough money there. This $1 billion is a price tag never to be achieved, but it's all designed to peddle the porn of shock value in the media. So I got a question. If they say Alex Jones owes $1 billion and he can really never pay that amount, he can't pay that amount, folks. There's no money where that came from to get that done. If they then do that, is it propaganda? Is it misinformation to say Alex Jones owes $1 billion, knowing full well that he can and will never pay that amount, but they peddle that for shock value in the media? Now, should we fine them for their lying about, hey, this is a fair payment or whatever? One plaintiff, as far as I understand, got $120 million. Do you deserve $120 million for harassment? Huh? Well, and I got a question for you. The IRS has been harassing me for my whole adult life, which has been about 35, 37 years in the workforce. If the IRS has been harassing me for 37 years, forcing me to pay under the penalty of perjury a tax that I do not owe, how much money should I get for that? This guy got harassed for a few years by Alex Jones. Wannabes or whatever you want to call it. And now they say the guys get it's $120 million. How much money should I get? Because the IRS absolutely lies and harasses me. Right? This is Liberty Roundtable Live, and I'm Sam Bushman.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You- USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Brand new consumer price index data released Thursday morning showed that the consumer prices climbed more quickly than expected. That's bad news for the Federal Reserve as it tries to gain control with higher interest rates. Overall inflation climbed 8.2% in the year through September. That's more than what economists recently surveyed by Bloomberg had expected. The Chatham County Police Department and the FBI have confirmed they believe 20-month-old Quentin Simon is no longer alive. Police in the Georgia Coast community have named his mother, Leilani Simon, as the prime suspect in his disappearance and death, but no arrests have been made at this time. Police Chief Jeff Hadley.
We believe with the continued assistance of the FBI, we will have a resolution to this case. We understand that people far beyond Chatham County have become emotionally invested in this incident and the search for Quentin, and they want answers.
A Freedom of Information Act has exposed Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for lying to the American people. Mayorkas was told that the 2021 clash between Border Patrol agents and Haitian migrants was being misconstrued and no beatings ever took place. Hours after learning the facts, Mayorkas joined a White House chorus claiming agents were strapping the immigrants and those responsible were going to pay. Ukraine's capital region was struck by Iranian-made kamikaze drones early Thursday morning. This is the fourth consecutive morning Russia indiscriminately fired missiles into Ukraine, often hitting residential areas. Kyiv regional governor has said the strike occurred in the area around the capital. Ukrainian officials said that 13 people were killed and 37 wounded over the past 24 hours in the Russian terror campaign. Washington plays Chicago in tonight's Thursday night football game on Prime TV. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
So they say Alex Jones has created an environment of harassment, intimidation, and death threats for these poor victims, but it's only gone on for a few years. How many death threats they really all got is, you know, time to tell, etc. But you know what? You got to prosecute those who made the death threats, not Alex Jones. He didn't make any death threats. How much should the IRS then, along this logic line, how much should the IRS pay Sam Bushman for lies? For creating a living hell of harassment and intimidation, listen, for more than 35 years. Right? The IRS has been harassing me, ladies and gentlemen, for more than 35 years. Their intimidation is out of this world, right? All right. Now, let me tell you how I kind of break this down. All right. I look at issues when I see this big old Alex Jones thing, and there's a lot to it. It's complicated. It's easy to emotionally get trapped into thinking certain ways. You've got to set aside your emotions for a second, and you got to ask honest, fundamental questions, and you've got to take issues one at a time. So, does Alex Jones have the right to lie? Is that part of free speech is the question. The answer is yes. Because when is it a lie versus when do you believe it? And even so, you have the right to lie. People do it all the time. All right. So does he have the right, though, to encourage people or whip people up into a frenzy to get them to do wrong and create death threats or intimidation or harassment on others? That's where the line gets blurred quickly. You can't yell fire in a crowded theater because everybody might panic and create a panic, and people might get stomped and smashed. And you know what? You've got to work on an orderly disbursement is the idea. In other words, people's safety matters. And so when he starts to, you know, crank up the harassment and start to name names and places and phone numbers and people and addresses or anything like that, that literally puts, I don't know if I should use this term, but quote, the crosshairs, quote, figuratively on somebody, that crosses the line, in my opinion. Doxing people is a problem. Violating privacy of people is a problem. Not letting people come on the air. In other words, if you attack somebody and say you're an actor or an actress, you're faking, you're lying. You know, Alex Jones didn't let them come on the radio and tell their side of the story. These are all problems. Should there be accountability for that? Yes. There should, right? Okay, should a six-man jury do that? I don't think so. We need a jury of our peers. Alex Jones is innocent until proven guilty. So he has a right to a fully informed jury of 12 jurors that are his peers. Are the people that judged him 1,000 miles away in Connecticut versus Texas where he lives, and these people that are surrounded by this complicated case that's in the news everywhere, are these six people really his peers? See, I don't think they are. Judge Jones calls judgment a joke. Is finding somebody $1 billion when you know they can never pay that much on the up and up and honest and correct? No, not even close. So you look at these issues one at a time and you say, look, I'm defending primarily Alex Jones. I'm not defending him crossing the line and keeping this drum beat up because I think it's wrong. It did drive listeners to his show. It did make him a bunch of money. I get it. And I think it's bad. But how bad? Right? The IRS has been harassing me for 35 years saying you better pay your income tax or we're going to clean your clock. And I've known friends who have gone to jail, and near my dad's grave is a gravestone that says cause of death IRS. You know, and so what about that? See, what about when Barack Obama lies about his birth certificate? What untold stress does that have on me when I think he might be a foreign terrorist agent pretending he's an American citizen so he can be president? Well, what about Joe Biden and his dereliction of duty where he doesn't even know where he's at? Does that bring untold stress to me? I'm harassed by a president that doesn't even know what he's doing. And I'm thinking, this guy's got his hand on the political football, the nuclear football, and this guy can't even put two sentences together hardly. And this guy doesn't even know where he is half the time. And there's untold fear and hate and misinformation there. What about the lies about the vaccinations? What about the lies about global warming and that I'm the cause? What about the Great War against sparrows by the communist Chinese government, 1958, 1959? And how does that relate to global warming or climate change today? What about NASA successfully diverting an asteroid, changing the direction of celestial planets? Will that have an effect on us? What about New Zealand's government proposing tax increases because cows burp and pee? Yeah. See, most in the U.S. believe that, hey, propaganda, misinformation is bad and wrong, 91%. It spurs extremism and hatred. 74% say it's a major problem. Well, now you bring it to Alex Jones and you go, hey, should he really have to pay $1 billion to the Sandy Hook victims? The real victims are dead, are they not? Now you say, well, the families are victims too. I know. But they're secondary victims. You can't pay the dead people. You can't pay the real victims. And that's why I'm saying this harassment is not good. But really, $1 billion, an extravagant amount. How much will this then affect our free speech rights as Americans? Now, I got a buddy named James Edwards, well-known talk show host. ThePoliticalCesspool.org is his website. And he was, you know, just living his life in the newspaper in Detroit, Michigan, literally said he was the leader of the KKK. That's an absolute blatant in-your-face lie. Well, how much harassment has James Edwards experienced because of that? Maybe James Edwards needs to go back and sue the newspaper and say, listen, you've harassed me and lied about me. Look, that's the quintessential definition of libel and slander when you literally say someone's a KKK leader. They're not even a member, much less a leader of the organization. But the court said that was fine. Now, you know what? I appreciate that Alex Jones is wealthy, but you know what? There's nothing wrong with being wealthy in America, folks. Don't let that emotionally sway you. The fact that he makes $50 million a year on his supplements and everything else, you can't just emotionally tie that and go, that rich guy's better pay. We need to be wiser than that. So I'm challenging the six-person jury. I'm challenging the penalty meeting the crime. I'm challenging if people will ever get that money. And at the end of the day, Alex Jones calls it a joke and gets to raise money from his faithful listeners on the back end of now he's the victim. Alex Jones got beat up $1 billion for just giving his opinion on Sandy Hook. How much should the IRS pay Sam Bushman for lies? Well, how much now should they pay Alex Jones? Because, wow, they've now demonized him into the boogeyman. He's like the evil devil. You know, okay, there's problems with all this. All right, now, Republican candidates promised us they would stand for pro-life. They said they were pro-life. They said they were against Obamacare. And everywhere we turn, we find out they lied. They didn't get rid of Obamacare like they promised when they got elected. Shame, ladies and gentlemen. Now it says across the nation, Republican candidates are waffling on their abortion positions, denying past behavior. They say GOP candidates have been erasing sections about abortion from their websites and trying to change the subject. So now you have Republicans that are lying. Can I sue the Republican Party and all the Republican elected officials for lying and telling me they're going to stop murdering babies if they get the chance? And they're going to go ahead and, you know, make sure that I don't have to be subject to the intimidation of Obamacare. And then I find out they lied, just like they claim Alex Jones lied. And therefore, hey, can I get a bunch of money? See, we've made certain issues so politically, what's the term, volatile, explosive, that you bring up Alex Jones and you're like, ah, that's the Sandy Hook guy that lied to everybody that got fined $1 billion, man. I'm not going to ever do a podcast or be a talk show host again. Wow. But your congressmen and senators can literally lie to you at election time and then get in office and not have any intention of doing the things that they promised they would do or saying the things or standing for the things that they promised they would or would not stand for. They would be for or against, if you will. What about that, ladies and gentlemen? Think about what I'm saying to you. Is there a difference between a politician lying to me and saying, hey, Sam, I promise I'll vote to get rid of Obamacare. You elect me, buddy. I'll get it done. We voted 40 times to already get that done. We've just been held back by the other guy. And then they get in office and they don't vote for it. They don't stand for it. They don't make it a center stage issue at all. Is that harassing me and mocking me and lying to me to the point where I should sue and have a six-person jury award me a ton of money? See the problem we've got, ladies and gentlemen? I'm Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the headline says this. No-knock raids frequently put police and civilians at heightened risk, according to a new American Legislative Exchange Council. They call it an ALEC report. A-L-E-C. That's the American Legislative Exchange Council, ALEC. Okay? Now, let me ask you a question. They've been doing no-knock raids for a long time. People have been hurt. The wrong people have been shot. Women have been forced to stand naked for hours while they find out it's not even the right house. We've heard all these stories and reported on all this. So when no-knock raids frequently put police and civilians at heightened risk, according to a new American Legislative Exchange Council ALEC report, they say an estimated 20,000. No, 200,000, I guess it is. Let me think. How does this work? It's 20 and then four zeros. How much is that? 200,000? 20, comma, 0000. What's that? I got to look that up to see what that is. It's a lot. Law enforcement raids are conducted annually nationwide. With warrants, do not require the police to announce their presence or identify themselves before entering homes. That's what ALEC Criminal Justice Task Force Director Nino Marchese's report says. Think about that number. That number is huge, folks. Now, is that harassment? Is that intimidation? They call no-knock raids double-edged swords that often increase the injury or death for police officers and civilians. And so the Justice Department issued a directive saying, hey, you can do these no-knock raids when you think the guys might get out of control and you have to. Right? Wow, that's interesting. I don't know where to go with this, but I got a question. Are we going to really bust Alex Jones for this intimidation and harassment, but leave these no-knock warrant raids alone? Remember, that's what happened to Donald Trump, right? Where do we go with this? See, I look at these kind of things, and I'm just shocked at what we allow to happen. And then you've got these bureaucrats lying, right? Shame across the nation. Republicans are jettisoning the abortion issue. They won't stand for pro-life anymore. And now you got these no-knock raids. Frequently put police and civilians at heightened risk, according to this report. Right? They call no-knock raids double-edged swords. I know I'm repeating myself, but think about that. How does that work then? Can we go after these people? Right? What do you think on this, Cameron? You've got this situation where these no-knock raids are literally attacking, intimidating people, getting the wrong houses and all this stuff, and it heightens danger for everybody. It's 200,000, I guess, is the number. That's what I thought. 200,000 of these raids happen every year in America. Is that okay? See, to me, it's not okay at all. To me, it's absolutely out of control. Okay? 200,000 no-knock raids. And oftentimes, we hear about them getting the wrong people and everything. How many of these people should be able to sue? And how many of us should be able to sue with this claim? You know, they haven't raided my house yet, but I have standing, and here's why. I feel like they could hit my house any minute. By golly, I'm just sitting in my house doing my talk show right now, peaceful as could be, talking about the law of the land and the rule of law and free speech and God, family, and country and all these things, the supreme law of our land, the Constitution, encouraging people to be peaceful. But, man, I'm in fear and intimidation that the government's just going to kick my door in tomorrow. We're on literally 100% harassment mode right now, right? They say these warrants do not require police to announce their presence ahead of time or even identify themselves before entering homes. Can they just enter my home without that? Now, what if they say, we had to do one of these no-knock warrants for Sam Bushman. He's a talk show host. He could be dangerous. He believes in the Second Amendment. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they don't have any evidence of me being dangerous whatsoever. I've lived 55 years in the United States of America, and I don't have a criminal record at all. In fact, the FBI, believe it or not, has all my thumbprints, all my palm prints, and all of my fingerprints. Because if you ever try to get a license for, say, a mortgage broker or insurance license, which I've had both in the past, you've got to give all that to them so they can do a background check on you to make sure that you're okay to practice in the, securities kind of market or financial world. So they have no reason to think in any way that I would be a danger or a threat. But will they just claim we thought Sam would be a threat? I mean, after all, the Southern Poverty Law Center, Sam runs one of the biggest hate groups in the state of Utah. What's the hate group, you ask? Well, it's just Liberty News Radio. It's just a one-man band. I own it, and I run it, and I do my talk shows, and I do what I do. But see, the Southern Poverty Law Center in bed with your government would say, that's terrorist activity, right? All right, final story of the hour. They say why hurricanes are intensifying and at a faster pace. Elena Chow writes this article. And I have a problem with this whole article because I think it's a propaganda lie. And I don't know that she has the right to lie like this, right? But they say storms can intensify quickly and unpredictably. And it presents a big problem for public safety officials who have less time to assess threats. Early on Monday, this is when Hurricane Ian was rolling, right? They say a tropical storm with heavy rain and winds of at least 73 miles per hour. But experts say that the storm is gaining power rapidly. And if recent history is any guide, it could intensify dangerously as it nears. And in this time, they were talking about the story being nearing Cuba. As soon as the climate warms, more storms are undergoing this rapid intensification, growing quickly from relatively weak tropical storms to Category 3 or higher hurricanes in less than 24 hours. Sometimes stunning forecasters and giving residents literally little time to prepare. And then they say this. Here are key facts. Interesting. Key facts. Here are key facts about how climate change can rapidly intensify tropical storms. Warming oceans, fueling higher winds. More than 90% of the excess heat from human-caused global warming over the past 50 years has been absorbed by the oceans since 1901. They say sea surface temperatures have risen. Anyway, how do they know that's a fact? They don't. They're lying. Then they go on and talk about Hurricane Ida and how it strengthened so quickly. However, the study's findings, they say, were localized. And they say that it could be different on a global view, not just a local view. They say it's a forecaster's worst nightmare for one of these hurricanes to develop so quickly overnight. I appreciate all the propaganda. I appreciate all they're saying. But they don't have any evidence of this fact. They're lying. So let me get this right. They can lie and drive panic into fear in America, but it's misinformation, folks. They don't know because cows fart and pee that that's causing, or that you live on the planet, that's causing these problems. But they're moving ahead with their lies anyway, right? That's the problem I'm having, folks, is we can't trust these people to tell the truth. And they single out an Alex Jones as if he's the biggest liar on the planet, and by golly, he's got to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. My fear is that's going to chill free speech around America. And my fear is it's going to start the ball rolling for them to attack any host that they believe is peddling something that they deem false. Who's they? Your deep state government operatives. That's who. They've already talked about arresting people for speaking out against global warming, right? So I'm not on shaky ground to say that it's a concern, right? Does that mean I should stop speaking out about all the topics that I do? Because what they'll tell you is most of my stuff they'll say is a lie. They'll say Sam without evidence says there's election fraud. Sam without evidence says that the vaccines are bogus and bioweapons. Sam without evidence rejects global warming and election issues. And Sam's the bad guy. We better get Sam. Well, see, the problem is they've started with Alex Jones, then they'll eventually go to me. But, of course, you guys could all say this. You know, they came for the Jews, and I wasn't a talk show host, so I didn't worry about it. Yeah. And when, if you lie about vaccines or some of these things, when does it turn into medical violence? When you force people to take a jab? Or you force people to say or do things that they don't believe in? So if they force me to say something different about global warming than I believe, or say something different about COVID or anything else that I believe, does it turn out to be medical violence? Folks, this is serious. I don't stand for the misinformation Alex Jones peddled. But I do say this. The penalty does not match the crime. The jury was a sham. And he deserves his right to free speech. We better see this correctly, or it'll be me, and then eventually you they're coming for, my fellow Christians. That's who they're really after. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net, spread the word, share the love. God save the Republic of the United States of America.